In the real estate business, they say location. Location is everything. And that seems to be true, also here in D.C. But I want to say the same expression also applies to reading and understanding the Gospels, especially today's reading from Luke's Gospel. Location is everything. Today's Gospel reading is from the 18th chapter of Luke. Now, back in chapter 9, Luke has Jesus firmly setting his face to journey to Jerusalem. He leaves no doubt that Jesus knows full well how he and his message will be received by those in authority. During that journey to Jerusalem, which in Luke's Gospel goes from chapter 9 to chapter 19, Jesus makes three predictions of his passion to prepare his followers for what it will mean for them to accompany him. Accompanying Jesus, being his disciple, necessarily includes sharing in the Jerusalem moment, sharing in Jesus' rejection, condemnation, and even death. Jesus is at pains to impress upon his disciples the cost of their discipleship. But each time, the disciples, including even the apostles, prove too dense to get the message. The people who call themselves and consider themselves disciples of Jesus, good Christians, seem to be deaf and blind to what Jesus is actually saying and doing. Today's reading is part of that scenario. And here's where location is everything applies. Immediately previous to today's scene, Jesus has made his third Jerusalem prediction. He tells them, and here I'm quoting Luke, "The Son of Man will be handed over to the Gentiles and be ridiculed, insulted, and spat upon. And they'll flog him and then kill him." Then Luke says, they didn't understand any of this. They couldn't grasp what was being said. And these are the disciples, the apostles, the people close to Jesus. Then immediately, Luke shifts to today's story of the blind man, the one who allows Jesus to bring him to true vision. That true vision is seeing where Jesus' life and way of life will lead to some kind of rejection, opposition, and even violence, and seeing that to join him. That is what it means to glorify God, to make God's presence clear and present through the way you live and even the way you die. Today, November 16th, we remember the slaughter of the Jesuits at Central American University in San Salvador in 1989 by elite members of the Salvadoran army. And we remember they were joined in death by two women, Elba and Selena. These Jesuits and women joined the blind man on the road in glorifying God. They made God's presence, God's love, brilliantly clear and visible through the way they lived and in the way they died. In sacred remembrance, I want to speak their names. Ignacio Ella Correa, Ignacio Martín Baro, Segundo Montes Mosso, Armando López Quintana, Juan Ramón Moreno Pardo, Julia Elba Ramos, and her daughter Selena Ramos. Remembering them, let us give praise to God.